This is Dr. James Kearns from Northwest Healthcare, and what I'd like to speak about today are the seven mistakes that I see patients making most often when it comes to addressing their health in general on a muscle and skeletal level. What I'd like to do first is just list these seven mistakes in a row for you, and then take each of them individually and explain a little bit further what those mistakes are and what I found works best in dealing with those. So the first mistake that I see happen here at our office is that people have a belief that there's nothing that they can do to participate in changing their pain, leaving a lot of patients actually who come here feeling very helpless. The second mistake that I see patients do when they're in physical pain from a muscle or joint injury is that they lay in bed thinking that this will heal an injury, or they back off entirely, restricting their activity level. The third mistake I see patients make is that car accident people will refuse to go to the hospital. The fourth mistake I see patients make is that they forget that arthritis begins because of bad posture. The fifth mistake I see patients make is that patients will often jump into surgery as the primary focus without looking first at less invasive alternatives. And once they've had surgery, there's no one doing that. A surgeon would tell you that themselves. The sixth mistake I see patients make is that they'll be on several different medications, but they don't know the names of the medications, and they're not familiar with any of their side effects. And the seventh and final mistake I see patients making is that they take their health for granted. They don't realize what a gift it truly is. So now that I've mentioned the seven mistakes, I'd like to go through them individually and just speak a little bit about each individual one. So let's go back to the original mistake, and that's that people don't believe that they can do anything about their pain. One of the things that we see here happen at our center is that the position or the alignment that someone's body is in, whether that be the hips or the shoulders, is what creates the pain. And so we know from experience that if we can change the position of that bone by getting the muscles to pull that bone in a proper alignment, that we can create better alignment and thereby eliminating pain. Now, someone needs to be involved in that process. There's no pill, no injection, no surgery that I can do that will pull that bone into alignment for someone. So what we do differently here is we ask a patient to get involved in their healthcare, and so they become an active participant. Another thing that we notice is that patients realize that there's activities that they do on a daily or weekly, sometimes even monthly basis, that brings their body into alignment, and then there's other activities that will pull their body out of alignment. The basic concept that we instill in each and every patient and that we've seen through experience over the last 11 years is that patients have tremendous ability to control their pain and to participate in their healing. They are not victims of their pain. They can, in fact, have injuries but still live a fulfilling and exciting life once they've learned how to work with their body. And at Northwest Healthcare, we give them the manual to understand how their body works so that they can do that. The second mistake is that people believe that after an injury they should lay in bed. Now, surgeons have drastically changed their approach over the last 10 years in terms of recovering after surgery. I remember the first time in 1998 that I had a patient who had a hip replacement. He was very adamant and angry He said, you know what? When I was in that hospital, I had my surgery at 6:30 in the morning. Would you believe by 6:30 that night, that surgeon got me up out of bed and actually asked me to walk? Can you believe that? He didn't let me lay there in bed. Well, now this was 1998. Here we are in the year 2008. And we know that if you don't move a joint, you in fact will lose the ability to control that joint. And so since we know that movement is medicine, the key is not to necessarily move and further aggravate the joint that's been injured, but if you stop moving all of your joints altogether, now you have an injury, and you also have the degeneration, the muscle loss, which will result from just laying in bed. So the key is to certainly guard or restrict movement to the area that's been injured, because you don't want to further injure that, but you don't need to stop moving entirely. Because just stopping altogether provides further problems and further complications. So the trick is to have a physician examine you and tell you which movements you should do and which movements you shouldn't. And a physician supervising you will help you heal quicker so that you don't do a lot of the injuries that will make it longer for you to heal and prolong your pain. The third mistake I see patients make is that car accident victims won't go to a hospital. This one, I have to say, confuses me. A lot of times, what I hear from patients is, oh, I felt fine, you know, it was a little fender bender. And then 2 weeks later, you wouldn't believe this, but for whatever reason, I couldn't get out of bed. They'll tell me this in the examining room, and I'll say, well, after the accident, when you went to the hospital and you got the x-rays, what did they say? And I can't tell you the number of times I've had patients say, well, I didn't bother going to the hospital. I was busy. I had to get to work, had to take the kids to soccer. And it's very important that that initial examination is done in a hospital to make sure that nothing's fractured, to make sure that any soft tissue damage, any whiplash has been recorded and monitored. There can be internal damage that sometimes people, because they're under stress and in a sense of heightened awareness, that they ignore the internal injury and they can actually have internal bleeding. It's just too dangerous. It's not worth the risk. So I encourage all my patients to definitely get checked because of that importance. When you go into shock, which is all part of an accident, it's very easy to miscalculate any injury you might have. The fourth mistake is that people don't realize that arthritis results from bad posture. The type of arthritis we're talking about here is osteoarthritis, and this is basically a condition where the bones are rubbing together and the joint begins to wear out. We see this most often at the level of the knees and the waist, particularly the hip joint, and because these are the weight-bearing joints for the lower extremities. Now the reason why osteoarthritis, if you took 10 patients in their 70s and you took x-rays of 10 patients, you'll see varying degrees of degeneration in the hip and knee joints. And there's no doubt that patients who've got poor posture will suffer from the greatest amount of degeneration. The best way I can describe this to you is, let's pretend you're driving a car and the right front tire gets a flat. So you bring this into the mechanic, and the mechanic gives you a brand new right front tire. So you drive the car for another week, and lo and behold, that right front tire gets another flat. You bring that back in the mechanic, and you both chuckle, thinking, wow, what's the likelihood of getting a flat tire in the same right front area? Isn't that kind of wild? So the mechanic fixes the tire for you. You go back into your life, and you're driving, and at the end of the third week, you get yet a third flat tire. So now that you're frustrated, you bring the car in the mechanic, and you're like, what is going on here? Well, it's not until the mechanic actually looks at your steering and realizes that your steering is out of alignment and it's been pulling to the right this whole time that you realize that that, in fact, is the cause, because it's always been pulling to the right. That's the cause of your right front tire wearing out and getting a flat. Arthritis and posture are very similar to that. If your knees are bow-legged or if your knees are knock-kneed, meaning they're out of alignment either way, that's going to cause the knee joint to wear unevenly. If your hips are tilted excessively forward or backwards, or if one hip is higher than the other, all conditions which relate to the muscles and an imbalance in the musculature, it will cause the hip joint or knee joint to wear unevenly. The key that we do here is re-educate the muscles so that it will realign the bones. And that is the reason why we can confidently say that the more work that our patients do here, it is the fountain of youth, because it protects the joints, because they become better aligned.